California seems to be a hub for animal activist groups, and producers are seeing more and more break-ins. Hannah Thompson Weeman of Animal Ag Alliance talks about animal activists, break-ins, and how producers and landowners can help mitigate the problem.
So we always give some tips for basic security. It's about making yourself a harder target. So one easy thing to do is no trespassing signs. And in California, the advice I've heard is every third of a mile. So 3 signs per mile. Make sure they are obvious, make sure they are up, and document that they are up, because that can help you later on if someone says, well, I didn't know I was crossing onto private property or something like that. If you can show the signs were there and they willfully ignored them, that will certainly help you if you need to get law enforcement involved. Other things are locks. So you would be surprised how many people have locks but don't lock them or don't change them regularly as employees come and go. And so we have to lock our facilities consistently. Other things, the visible cameras. So make sure people can tell they're being watched. That can be a deterrent to coming onto a property. Motion sensor lighting, fences, gates. I know it's kind of frustrating to have to think about that, but it's an unfortunate reality. And the other thing is to just keep an eye out for anything out of the ordinary. Again, if an animal goes missing or a gate is left unlocked or something like that, it's something that has to cross your mind is, did someone intentionally come on and tamper with my property? So those are the things to be keeping an eye out for, as well as things like drones, suspicious vehicles, anyone kind of looking like they're casing your property could very well be doing that so they can come back and return.
I'm Danielle Leal, AgNet West, Radio Network.